Recording.
Welcome to the CP. First of all, if I sound like I've been run over by a Mack truck, which I told you on last time we recorded, I may have a meeting with Mr. Robot, Mimogram, CT scan. Yeah, well, that happened yesterday. I am still trying to recover from that. I am trying to stay in bed and stay in my chair as much as I can. But yeah, everything's going slowly but surely with that. And I get to read the results on Monday. So, let's see, I'm 99% positive that this doctor will be confident enough to do mod revision surgery. So and I'll tell you guys if things change. I'm hoping that after he sees the myelogram, that we'll be able to make a confident decision together. And as you know, this would be my third back surgery. For those of you who have hung around me long enough, that you know that this is my third back surgery. For those of you that are just getting to know me, the reason why I have a bad back in the first place is because of scoliosis, and yeah, scoliosis and a what they called failed back surgery syndrome. Yes, that's a real thing, and yes, I have it. So then we've got to look at the possibility of me having a third back surgery, which I'm okay with. I am not scared at all, because all they're going to do is take the rods out, clean up my back, which I'm very thankful for, and then put the rods back in. Basically, they're replacing the rods. That's all they're going to do. Now, if the doctor has a better plan, I don't see why not. I found this out just a few months ago that my back surgery didn't take. So, therefore, I am hopeful that this third time will go smoothly. And I will keep you guys updated on the back surgery. And we're in the middle of switching podcast hosts again, not because I didn't like Bud's, well, it's because I didn't have enough room. Believe it or not, I was looking for a limited plan. So hopefully Acast has enough room. We have a backup plan for that if it doesn't. And then Zoom decided to die on my computer. So I also have a backup plan for that, which Danielle and I are testing next weekend. It's called Riverside FM. So no more Zoom, because Zoom has terrible quality anyway. So we might as well use high quality stuff. And so, yeah. This episode will be we directed to Acast. This episode will be redirected. I think Danielle is putting it up on Buzzsprout and then redirecting it. Yeah, that's what she's doing. Redirecting it through Buzzsprout. That's what she's doing. You guys, I'm still trying to recover from the small dose of anesthesia they gave me. Jeez, you would think after a million times on the anesthesia, you would think that Wynn would be able to recover. But no, they said take 24 hours off. So that's what I've been doing. I canceled all my events today. And I'm going, my big adventure tomorrow would be going to church. And then I'll come home and relax and get ready for Monday, because Monday's going to be a big day in itself and I have a big week. So transferring the podcast, Zoom died. We have Zoom died on my laptop. We have a backup plan if I can't reinstall Zoom, which I don't think I'm going to reinstall Zoom at least until Tuesday, when I can have a chance to sit down and look at it, because on Monday I have my appointment. And then I know what we'll do. We'll do a special episode on Tuesday, just so I can tell you what the results are. Because I know you guys seem to love cerebral palsy. We don't get it. We don't get it. We're two humans with the same disability. And we don't get it, why you guys love us. I started this project, it's now 13 years, because I started it right after my mom died, believe it or not. And it's 13 years today, August 12th, as we record this. And no, I'm not sitting at home, because it's an anniversary. I'm sitting at home because of minor back surgery. But I find it ironic that I had my back surgery yesterday, but everything went fine. And always, here's my lesson from my husband. Always, when a doctor says, do you know what you're having? They ask me, do you know what you're having? Always say what you're having, because then they know what's going on. And always, 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 I told you guys this before, always, if they say, okay, Susie Q, we're working on your back, and you signed up for them to work on your neck, say, I did not sign up for you guys to work on my back. I signed up for you guys to work on my neck. Always keep doctors accountable. I happen to have and I'll explain this in detail, what happened yesterday. Shocked me as I was in the little teensy weensy hall. They did my limit, but that's okay. I don't mind, because it wasn't major surgery, it was minor surgery. But what shocked me is the doctor walks away before he even started on me. And he goes, I need to make a plan. And Glenn, I'm on my stomach, and I'm about I knew this was going to be intense, but I'm going through muscle spasms on my stomach. I hadn't even got the conscious sedation yet. And the doctor goes, "Well, I need to make a plan." I looked at him. I have Now just imagine me. I have oxygen cannula in my nose. I looked at him. I'm so tense to get this thing done, nonetheless. I looked at him and said, "You will call to my case because you're the massive next." He goes, "Yeah, but I'm do pretty good at that too. So we're gonna see where we can go in." And I'm like, "Okay." The next thing I know, they're doing, they're pumping my back. I'm like, "Why?" And he goes, "Because your back, your neck is too stiff to get in. And thank you very much, CB." So I'm like, "Okay, you can tie my back." And so it shocked me, not only when he said, "We're done," and got it in your back, and we're done. And it just shocked the living daylights out of me because the person who tried to do it before, a temporary back couldn't get it in. So somehow the expert on neck got it in my back. And so I'm grateful that we got it done. I'm grateful that the hospital, the Honor House Hospital out in Thompson Peak was so kind beyond belief. I mean, dealing with me and dealing with me in pre and post recovery is not, it's not so hot. So dealing with me is not so hot. And so it's going to be very interesting what they say on Monday. So we're moving this episode. We're moving this episode. Listen to me. I sound like I get sick straight because I'm still getting anesthesia out of my body, which is always fun. And we're moving this podcast to Acast, and then we're migrating it to Buzzsprout, and that should be it. Acast should do the trick as far as monetization. Let's hope, because we're not switching it. And Danielle's looking at me like, "If you make me switch one more time, I'm going to scream." We're not switching it. It's going to stay on Acast, even if I don't like it. And I have given up the monetization part of my podcast. It's going to be my books, and it's going to be my published work. I'm still trying to raise money for my podcast book. I still have the Lipstick Coffee Shop coming out, which I could sit up and work on it today, but Siri and anesthesia, that would be not good combination. So I'm going to give myself at least until Tuesday to start working again. And so I will keep you guys updated, hopefully, with the mon the and the reason why we're not doing Red Circle is because I love how they cross promote with podcasts, with other podcasts, but you never know how many downloads you get from those cross promotes. You never know if people like your podcast or just listening to the cross promotes get to the point of the podcast you're promoting on. So I have given up the monetization aspects. It's coming soon, my books. I decided that yesterday, as I was drinking apple juice, trying to make sense of what happened to me, I decided that, and yes, I have all my medical expenses covered. I have everything else covered. So, yeah. So, and I will keep you guys updated on the back surgery. And if you have any questions for me, I mean, why I'm doing so well after all this stuff with my back, surprisingly, my legs are strong enough that they're a little weak right now because of anesthesia. But surprisingly, my legs are strong enough that they're not the problem. My back is the problem. Contrary to popular belief, my back is a problem. Yeah, and even the doctors and Dr. Newborg, who was doing my long run, he goes, man, you have quite a curve. And I thought it was 10 degrees. So last time it was checked down granted, they told me 10 degrees. So, but scoliosis can get worse. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm 99% positive I'm going to have back surgery because I want all good days and I want to be healthy again. So, and you guys are going to keep me company. And you guys are just going to keep me company and podcasting and resting. And even though I can go out, even though I'm in a power wheelchair, I want to be healthy in that power wheelchair. To be honest with you, right now I feel about 60%, and that's not on the anesthesia, that's on a daily basis by any means. But I want to feel 100%, and I felt 100% back in 2006 when I first had the back surgery. But now I feel about 60%. So maybe taking the rods out, cleaning up my back would help. I don't know. We'll find out more on Monday. So I'm going to let you guys go and have a great day. And I'm going to keep you guys updated so we can do a special episode on Tuesday of what's going on. And whether I need back surgery, and I have no clue whether I'm 99% sure I'm having it, but I never know the structure of my back. Why they did the myelogram is to see the structure of my back, and this doctor wouldn't even see me without the testing. So there's a good chance that I will be having back surgery. On the flip side, there's a 99% positive that I'm going to win a half Ironman and then have back surgery. So hopefully that will still be a plan. But if back surgery becomes first priority, we'll make that happen. But I'm hoping that the half Ironman will become first priority and then back surgery. But it all depends on what they say on Monday. So I'm going to let you guys go. And you guys have a great day. What a cute bunny. And thank you for following us. And please, please, share this episode out. Leave it a like and review. Leave it a like and review in Apple Podcasts. If you have time, I'm not asking for 5-star reviews. Just if you have time, just leave it in Apple Podcasts and I'll see it. And yeah, so I'm going. You guys have a great day. Bye, you guys. And I'll talk to you on Tuesday with the update about back surgery.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.